Attention, sauce level high. Enjoy Captain Daddy. Don't forget to subscribe. Back to the show now. How titillating. We all three stood, in white towels, wrapped at the waist, scraping the frost off the glass, looking out. In front of the sauna door lay the snake dog. F-1400 said, "That thing is creepy. It looks like a short anaconda with wispy little legs." "No shit," I said. "Have that thing charging you, with nowhere to go." We all took a shot of clear vodka that burnt down. The big man said, "Nostrovia." "To our health." He slapped me on the back, almost knocking me off my feet. The ship's temperature had reached -5 degrees, and the thermal reading was still dropping. This was a very critical situation. So not being engineers or mechanically knowledgeable in any way, shape, or form, we were in a large steam sauna in back of the church. It was 108 degrees, temperature climbing, one bottle of vodka down, another one to begin. There were 7 sexpot dancers also. We turned away from the window, moved to the bench. "Damn it," said Father. "What? What could be worse than freezing to death in the outer reaches of space?" I asked. He pointed to the sexpots, who were putting on a show. They were forming a daisy chain, one after another. There was no mouth without gash, no gash without tongue. They were grooving their bodies in heavenly delight. It was beautiful to watch, such convergence. Father, hands on his hips, said, "Damn it, they're in cleaning mode." 1400 stepped closer to touch a sexbot's hair when she snapped her teeth at him, narrowly missing his thumb. Father now clutching a finger to his chest. "I wouldn't get too close there, big guy. They get very bitey when they clean each other out." "How long does it take?" I asked in regret. Father said, "Oh, they could be at this for days," he said. "Who knows? Anytime they get naked, 3 or more in a room, it's cleaning time." He golf clapped his hands. "They just melt into this formation." He shook his head and took a seat, watching them lick each other's pussies and buttholes in a cleansing way. 1400 sat next, and me last. But the view was not bad. The large man reached the bottle both ways before filling his glass. "To sexbots," he said, and cheersed out his hand. We all cheers with him and drank to our frustrations with the white, clear libations. We had no communication with Mother. We did not know the status of the ship. We just knew the ship was still cooling, now -10 degrees. The sauna, on the other hand, was steaming at 103. The vodka was flowing. Everything was just splendid. I said, "So if this one is eating the spent cum out of that one's butthole," I paused, "then would the cum just go down her mouth? So then, how does her mouth get cleaned?" I couldn't understand the logic. He just looked at me like I was a stupid idiot. "Listen, dipshit, do I look like a scientist?" Father said. "I don't fucking understand the inner workings of sexbot's cleaning functions. Sure, I've watched. Studied even. And it's never the same thing twice." Looking before him, the girls were in a knot. It looked like cat's cradle, pussy and all. Father continued, drink in his hand. Then standing and pointing. "See Tina, this cute one? Likes 2 in the box. Will you suck on her bits? She won't stop you from a little spank tickling either." Stepping around next, he pointed to Jenny. Sleek, straight, pretty blonde hair, who was mouth-fucking Rhonda, who was orgasmically bucking. He slowly, carefully reached toward her hair. "Hey," 1400 said, "aren't you gonna get gnashed?" Father, not looking up, but still reaching. "I've conditioned them, big man," he said, in a slow, steady voice. He sliced through her hair, no more blocking the view. "They know I'm only here to observe them." We were mystified by his creepiness. Father continued. Now, as we can see quite clearly, Rhonda is an old-fashioned kind of slut that just takes a little finger in the butt. And she likes windshield-like swiping of Jenny's pink wipey swipey. He steps forward. Megan here really enjoys receiving. I feel bad for Candy, because Megan ain't down for shit. She get bored as fuck right after she comes. Then lazy tongue fucks. He bent down to stroke Candy's head in comfort. She bit at his hand. 1400 and I jumped out of our seat. He's crazy, I said. Fucking crazy. He was laughing and filling back our glasses. To Creepy, he said, we cheersed and drank. His father went on. See, Candy is pissed right now. She's barely getting her cookie. He cooed her. Short straw, tater tot. Short straw. And then there's Tracy. Strictly butthole fingers and tongues. Get away from her front door. Yes, you can play there, but start with number two. It's not a fallback plan. It's actually step one. He spun and stepped forward, sitting down on one knee. He snapped his head up very, very dramatically. Don't worry, Jenny. I didn't forget how you like it. She needs her snatch forcefully dove into again and again. See, Rachel, how she plunges her face with such enthusiasm? To enthusiasm, a clink and some laughter in the background. Now he tilted his head. Rachel is a hard one. I've not quite figured her out. She likes the new thing. Never happy, still exploring. His gaze unfixed, he was counting his fingers. Hey, that's only six. He spun back behind him. Candy takes five, not the fist. Only to the third knuckle. She's no slut. She just doesn't think she is wide enough yet. A fine seven you are, he nodded his head. Then sitting back down, we refilled our drinks. To Crazy Pants, the drunken big man said, we all clinked our glasses. It was negative 23 degrees in the ship, and still a balmy 101 in the sauna. I said, hey, big man, how about another drink? I don't know why I'm so thirsty. He didn't pour. He then put his hand on my leg and squeezed, looking at the sex bots, still engaged in cunnilingus and other forms of debauchery. If this ship goes down, I'm fucking something before I die. His eyes were cold and serious. He turned towards me and stood up. His towel fell to the floor. A massive, large penis was attached to him. He was hung like a boat anchor. No, not a boat, more like a ship. He started to laugh. I'm kidding, he was laughing out loud. Good dick though, right? He turned towards Father. It flopped like a third arm. Good dick, he loudly repeated. Jesus, put that thing away, Father squealed. He covered his face. All right, man, cover that thing up, I laughed. No, he said, stubbornly. Naked shot, he said. Whipping his giant dick around playfully. Naked shot, he repeated. Father said, fine, let's just get it over with. So we whipped our dicks out and drank one together. 1400 looked down and back at the girls. How you make them so happy, he laughed. Cheers to Russia, he said. Russia, I asked. Father said, who cares? He's fucking wasted. To Russia, we said. Are you Russian, I asked. No, I just feel like it when I drink vodka in lieu of tragedy. Then he said, sullenly, you know, if it gets below negative 30 out there, before the coolant's fixed, it's gonna be pretty fucked. Tough to complete repairs, in which case the temp will continue to sink, nearly no bottom in the deep freeze of space. We all stood there naked, watched the temperature drop a degree. All unspeaking, 1400 spoke first. My wife had Horner's syndrome. Father cut in. This sounds like a lovely topic. I chimed in. I'm sorry to hear that. Was it fatal? No, it didn't kill her. I nodded my head. But she lost her eyesight, which made our lives harder. We got an old guide dog. Pete, we called him. A labradoodle, pre-trained. She lost her vision so quickly. She had dog allergies. But these dogs were bred to be hypoallergenic guide dogs, just like in this case. He said funny thing about Pete was, he wasn't hypoallergenic. That's not a guarantee unless the breeders are very skilled. So she was sniffing and sneezing and itching and scratching. I'd ask her if she wanted me to get rid of him. But she would clutch him, ran her fingers over his soft curls. She loved that dog. I was glad he comforted her, in a way that I couldn't. In an odd twist, Pete the dog developed PRA, or progressive retinal atrophy, a condition not uncommon in this breed. Pete became blind. If that wasn't enough, pretty wicked hip dysplasia plagued him. So I was in charge of taking care of both when things started to deteriorate. The pain was greater than before, and she would moan through the night. She would moan through the day. There was no treatment, just a worsening. Of course, that's when I got the news of being selected to be a passenger of the ship. I told her I was going to forfeit this gift. I could not leave them. But she made my decision for me, killing herself in the night. The bitch even killed the dog, too. She left a note which said, and I'll never forget, "Go and be gone. I didn't just end us. We were already dead. I love you. Don't waste it. Thank you," it said. Father said, "For fuck's sake, 1400. God, fuck." The big man just laughed. "To be honest, I'm glad she did it. I was seen while killing the bitch myself," he said, laughing and laughing and drinking ever more. A green light appears. Ship's coolant contained, an official message said. Then we saw the temperature readout move up a degree. We yelled. The big man poured another drink. "Nostrovia, to your health," he said. Captain Daddy, listen, subscribe, and share. Thanks for the listen. Till next time, I swear.